expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
To the action.
Cool.
What's it called?
It gives you sweeping 360-degree highlights.
Sold.
What's it called?
And first-person player angles that let you experience the play like never before.
You're killing me here. What's it called?
It's called Intel TrueView, a new perspective on football.
Thank you. How hard was that?
Shop Safeway. Score big and win. Get $5 when you buy participating items with your club card. For every 10 points you collect, we'll load $5 to your Just For You account for the win. Look for the tags to score big and check your receipt to track your points. Not a Just For You member? Sign up today at Safeway.com/J4U or text SWY to 46359 to score big and win. Safeway is a proud partner of the San Francisco 49ers.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is important for your business. That's why we're introducing Microsoft 365 on Us, now included in our best business plans. With Office apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more, Microsoft 365 on Us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless to activate. One license per line. Max 2 per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
Attention homeowners, it's time to freshen up your home for the holidays. And right now, take advantage of Kelly Moore's holiday paint sale with up to 25% off select Kelly Moore premium paints and supplies. You'll also get discounts on Cabot and storm stains for your deck or siding projects. It's easy to shop online at kellymoore.com in the comfort of your home and conveniently pick up your order at your neighborhood Kelly Moore paint store. Take advantage of Kelly Moore's holiday sale and save on select premium Kelly Moore paints and supplies in-store or online at kellymoore.com.
You got a game coming up on Thursday, and Nick Mullins will start the game. But C.J. Beathard, I think, figures to play at some point here throughout the balance of the year. We'll see. But what do you want to see from these two young quarterbacks the last half of the year, Nick Mullins and C.J. Beathard, John?
I want to see them compete to win, do anything that they have to do to give us the best chance to win. I think that's how both those guys are wired. They both have their strengths. They're both – you know, they both have played, which I think is important. You know, it's obviously not what we would have wanted, because we would have wanted for Jimmy to have stayed healthy throughout. Kyle said it earlier this week that Jimmy's an exceptionally talented young man, and he's a winner. And so he has given us the best chance, but we have always been high, and that's why we've kept three of these guys around, because our philosophy has always been to keep a couple. Now, COVID might have changed that, but we've always kept these three around because we like them all and we think they all bring something to the table. So Nick is incredibly efficient. He's going to know the system inside and out. And, Nick's just got to go play. He's had success out there, and we want to see him go operate at a high level. CJ has had his opportunities. I think CJ is an incredibly talented thrower. He can layer things, got great touch. It's just more opportunities for him to get out there and play. And we'll see. Nick's going to get the first shot, but, it is a long season, and we'll see where that goes in terms of CJ getting his ops too. But we want these guys to play to win.
Yeah, and right in the middle of this prep for the week, it's a busy time. Tuesday, obviously, election day in our country, and trade deadline day for you. When you actually made a transaction the day before involving a guy that meant a lot. He wasn't here very long, but he had a legendary impact, I think, on this franchise. Tell me about the call to trade Quan Alexander, John, on Monday.
You know, what I'd tell you about is the opportunity that Kyle and I had to sit with Quan, and I think it floored him, first of all. I think he thought he was being called in to talk about whether he was going to play this week or not, because that was going to be a tough decision. You know, he's going to be right on the line. But ultimately, just a gut-wrenching decision. We brought Quan here because of a number of things. First of all, he added juice. He added speed. He added an element of he's been incredibly productive in his time in Tampa. We liked the player and what he would bring to us. Unfortunately, his time here has been riddled with injuries, but he's old school. You know, when they told him with the pec injury, it could be 10 weeks, you know, it could be a whole season. Quan said, no, 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 please don't put me on IR. And what did he do? He came back in some unprecedented, I think it was six to eight weeks, something. You know, then he tears a bicep and the docs say, this might be it. And Quan says, no, 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 no. And he's back in the playoff run and in the Super Bowl. So just incredible from that standpoint. You love him. I think he brought an energy. He brought a confidence to our team, to our defense. You know, ultimately, you have to look at those things. And we've been hit with this pandemic. And we know, we don't know exactly where the cap's going to be. But we're a team, remember, that had budgeted for about $220 million. It can go as low as $175, probably going to be our prediction somewhere between $180 and $190. And so everybody can't be back. And ultimately, what we told Quan is we had to make a decision. Hey, is Quan going to be back for next season? The answer was no. The Saints had reached out in the offseason. And I said, absolutely not. Quan's not available. They stayed persistent, just checking in even after I had strongly. And then you got to start asking yourself, okay, if we can get a good, nice draft pick, if we can free up some money to take care of some of the guys that we have zeroed in wanting to re-sign, and we know Quan's not going to be a part of this moving forward, maybe it is time to make a real tough decision. Now, you don't do that if you don't have the belief in Dre Greenlaw. Dre Greenlaw, I mean, people say, what happened to Quan? We drafted Dre in the fifth round, had a lot of belief that he could become a good player. Never did we know he'd become so quickly what he has. And I think when healthy and when out there, he's a high level linebacker in this league. And so Dre allowed us to do that. Aziz has allowed us to do that. And there's still great room for growth. Demetrius Flanagan Foles is a guy we converted from safety. He's allowed us to do that. And so then when you add everything up, you make that decision. It doesn't make it easy, though. Quan was beloved in our locker room, beloved by his coaches, beloved by me, and he loved this place. So it was hard to see him have the emotional attachment. I've been there before as a player. It's not easy to take, but he did so with class, and he'll leave a mark here. Unfortunately, we got to play him in two weeks or a week or so. So he'll be fired up for that one. I know that.
So 90 minutes after the trade deadline on Tuesday, John, you release Dante Pettis. So were you actively trying to trade him and weren't able to trade him, and then you decided to release him? And tell me about your thoughts on Dante's time here.
We were for the last 10 days. You know, I think about 10 days ago, I reached out to Dante and I said, hey, Dante, I'm going to reach out to your agent. We're going to try to find you a place. This just, for whatever reasons, there's always reasons it hasn't worked here. And, you know, I believe you have a skill set that can thrive in this league, but I think you need a new fresh start. And I think that'd be the best thing for you. And so we had told Dante, we had discussions with numerous teams. Nothing ever materialized. And, you know, that's a lot of interest, but nothing ever materialized. I think fewer trades this year for a bunch of different reasons. The lower cap that we mentioned, COVID, it takes a long time to get guys in the building. So I think there's less trades in general. And, you know, I think Dante and us both agreed that a fresh start is warranted. And you know, we wish him the best of success. He's a class act. He worked. It wasn't for lack of trying here. It just never really took off, and it was time for a new start. And that's difficult. That hurts our team. But, you know, everyone thought it was in the best interest moving forward. And you know, we wish Dante all the best.
Give me an update on what's going on with Richard Sherman and Dee Ford. And are you hopeful to some degree we will see them before the year is over, John?
Hopeful. With Sherm, we are. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed because this has been a stubborn one. You know, coming back from and you know, I think had a setback at some point. They did another procedure, some sort of an injection where they put some sort of fluid in there that they felt. But they told us, hey, doing this is going to take some time. You got to allow it to take root and then build him back up. And so I think Sherm, we're feeling good. D is still very much up in the air. These, you know, when you're dealing with, you know, your back and things, the center of your body, there's a lot of things that are unpredictable. And so D's working hard, trying to find his way back. You know, whether that happens or not, hopeful, I don't know. But, you know, we're still leaving that door open and working with him, doing everything possible to try to get him back out. And D's working hard on it. It hasn't been successful thus far, but hopefully that changes here in the near future.
That is a general manager of the 49ers, John Lynch. Obviously, with a short week, Kyle Shanahan unable to grant us an interview time, but it's great to catch up with the 49ers GM on this very busy week. So busy, in fact, usually the transactions are made Saturday at 1 o'clock for a Sunday game. Today they made it at about 2 o'clock. So we'll go through, and there are going to be a lot of new 49ers playing for the first time tonight. Green Bay made some changes as well, so we'll get you all updated on the last-minute changes before we kick it off. 49ers and the Green Bay Packers on the U.S. Bank 49ers Radio Network.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020, or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
The Met License, 48944-71642.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
The question I get all the time is, how much do your loans really cost? I mean, are they super expensive?
First of all, if you need a loan for a week, just a few days, a month, whatever, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no other fees at all, and we do not compound our interest like some of the other online lending scammers.
Okay, I'm with you so far, but how much exactly?
Let's use a $1,000 loan as an example. The interest would cost you $5.50 a day, and if you need the loan for 10 days, the interest cost would be $55.
So a $100 loan for the same 10-day time frame would only cost $5.50 in interest?
Yes, sir, with no other fees at all, just interest for how long you keep the loan out. It's way cheaper than a bounce check, huh?
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, our contracts are crystal clear, and you always know exactly what you're getting into.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mill Medical by going to newmillmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com, or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mill Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
The Met License, 48944-71642.
tight end. So they have Jordan Reed back and Helms. So they've got four tight ends on the roster. Look for Kevin White. He's on the roster now, number 14, to play prominently tonight. That'll do it. I think you're ready. It is the 49ers up against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers on Thursday Night Football. We'll kick it off when we come back on the U.S. Bank 49ers Radio Network.
The 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura. Less talk, more drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FindlayAcura.com.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Hear that sound? After you've been hurt in a wreck, that's the sound of the value of your case going down. Every second you wait to get medical treatment and to get a lawyer can greatly affect the value of your case.
After you've been hurt in a wreck, stop the clock by calling Lerner & Rowe. We'll immediately get working on your case, getting you the medical treatment you need, and in most cases, with no out-of-pocket expenses, even if you don't have health insurance.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Scott Guido, managing attorney. Kevin Rowe is only licensed in Arizona, New Mexico, Oregon, Washington, and Illinois.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Made of high expectations. When he got into a fender bender and called his old insurance company, he got the runaround. That's when his Marine buddy told James about USAA.
They have my back.
James realized he was paying too much for bad service and said,
it's time to switch.
He called USAA right away. Our agents took the time to understand his needs, put in the work to get him the right coverage, and even found him some serious savings. USAA insurance is made the way James needs it, all squared away, with savings that meet even his standards. Switch and you could save with USAA Auto Insurance. Get a quote today at USAA.com/auto. USAA, what you're made of, we're made for. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates.
Here we go.
Here we go.
We're ready to roll. 60 minutes of football.
Oh, I love that.
San Francisco 49ers football is on the air.
Touchdown!
San Francisco!
49ers football is sponsored by
Levi's. This holiday season, give better with Levi's. Shop Levi.com. Intel, get a new perspective on 49ers football with Intel TrueView. Pepsi, proud partner of the San Francisco 49ers.
Touchdown!
Jamichael Hasty, his first touchdown in the NFL.
Today's game is also sponsored in part by
Dignity Health, the official healthcare partner of the 49ers. Yahoo, the number one fantasy football app and proud partner of the 49ers. And by Xfinity, take the fastest internet to the house with Xfinity.
Now, we take you live to the Lon Simmons broadcast booth at Levi's Stadium. Here's Greg Papa and Tim Ryan.
And the home of the brave.
Nice fly over here at Levi's, just in time to get the last few bars of our national anthem presented by Pepsi, the official sponsor of the San Francisco 49ers. A helicopter flyover, huh?
Looks like a Coast Guard.
That was Sky Martin on our national anthem doing a beautiful rendition. Welcome to Levi's. Green Bay Packers are making their way on the field out of the Northwest Tunnel. 49ers will come out of their South Tunnel And there is the flyover. Greg Papa, Tim Ryan, good to have the team back home. But obviously a litany of injuries. We've talked so much about who's not going to play. Let's talk about who is going to play. Nick Mullins will be at quarterback tonight. I think we're going to see a lot of Jamichael Hasty. Jerick McKinnon, clearly they've elevated Austin Walter. Remember him from the preseason of 2019, Tim. And then how do you see the wide receiver snaps being divvied up tonight?
Well, it's curious because you think of Trent Taylor, and he's certainly the most accomplished and the most experienced in this system, but he's pretty much a slot guy. And you could line him up as a second receiver close to the line of scrimmage and tight to the line of scrimmage. But in terms of the guys that are going to be out wide on the perimeter, Richie James and Kevin White.
Here's the flip of the coin. Tim Boyle, the backup quarterback to Aaron Rodgers, will be calling the flip. Bill Vinovich, our referee tonight.
It is tails. San Francisco has deferred. You want the ball. Which way do you want to kick? Turn around, please.
Eric Armstead representing the 49ers. And obviously getting pass rush on Aaron Rodgers. They were here twice last year, week 12 on Sunday Night Football. Overwhelmed by the gold rush, the turbo package. And then likewise in the NFC Championship game. Minus a lot of those people. Eric Armstead, you've been mentioning Javon Kinlaw. They got to win their matchups tonight and get a little heat on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, bottom line. And the Green Bay Packers are without David Bakhtiari, their starting left tackle and a Pro Bowler. So I believe it's going to be Billy Turner over there on the left side. And at right tackle, I believe Rick Wagner. And I like the matchup for Armstead, no matter who he's on, in terms of out on the edge. Also like the matchup on the inside when Armstead gets in there in the turbo. And Kinlaw against the right guard, Lucas Patrick. Bottom line is the front has got to roll in this football game. I think the coverage is going to be okay as long as they get some support and get some heat from the front.
Beautiful night for football. Our game time and temperature is sponsored by your Bay Area Chevrolet dealers. Visit your Bay Area Chevrolet dealers.com. 522 will kick it off here at Levi's, and it's 73 terrific degrees. The wind is blowing a little bit over the top rim where the 49ers will kick off with the wind at the back for Mitch Wishnowsky. Our copyrighted broadcast is owned by the San Francisco 49ers. All rights to this broadcast are reserved. And any rebroadcast, recording, retransmission, or the use of the broadcast without the express written permission of the San Francisco 49ers is prohibited. 49ers back home wearing their red jerseys, obviously gold helmets and gold pants. Green Bay, white jerseys, gold pants, gold helmets. It is a classic matchup. They were just here in January for the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, twice last year, and we know what the moral of that story was. It was both lines controlling and dominating the line of scrimmage. So hopefully there's a carbon copy of that tonight. They do get Aaron Jones back in the lineup, Pop, which gives them some firepower in the run game. They've been without him the last couple of weeks. And I got to tell you, when the team got introduced in front of no fans, I don't care. The first guy who led the team out, Nick Mullins. The dude's fired up.
He's fired up. He gets a chance, and he plays well on Thursday Night Football. He is Nick at night. He will watch Aaron Rodgers, the maestro, go to work first. Mitch Wishnowsky will be kicking off for the 49ers. Darius Shepard is back to return the opening kick for the Green Bay Packers. He's one of their backup wide receivers. Tyler Irvin will return their punts, but he was doing both most of the year, missed the last couple of games. The wrist, he is back. So Green Bay's 5-2. They've lost two of their last three. 49ers are 4-4. And need this one as they're going to have 10 days off before they play again. Hope you enjoy it. Thursday Night Football is going to be underway here as Wishnowsky approaches the ball and kicks off, and it will be Shepard in the field to play, who will actually let it go over his head for a touchback. It soared late in the air. I think the wind certainly played a factor there. So Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers will take over on their 25-yard line. Our 49ers starting defensive lineup is brought to you by Levi's. Get registered to vote this fall at levi.com/itsyourvote. Isn't that already over a couple of days ago? Apparently. So the 49ers...
I'm not so sure about that.
Well, you know what? It's not actually over. We've gone into quadruple overtime.
Oh, man.
With the voting party.
Jaquaski Tart out there at strong safety.
Yeah. All right. 49ers, Kerry Hyder Jr. will start, and he'll be matched up with Billy Turner, who will be the tackle on that side. Aaron Rodgers goes into a shotgun formation, looks left and throws. It is caught by Aaron Jones, who is going to play tonight. Banged out of bounds there by the 49er corner, Emmanuel Mosley. Aaron Jones has missed their last two with a calf injury. They're minus A.J. Dillon. He tested positive on Monday after playing on Sunday. Jamal Williams also out because of close contact. So big news for the Packers. They get Aaron Jones
back.
Yeah,
and arguably their second-best player. Devonta, I would say, third-best player for sure. And that's just a clever little play. Off coverage, they run Emmanuel Mosley out, throw it right to the void. and they get 5 or 6.
Yeah, 5 yard gain. Second and 5. They send a jet sweeper in motion. They toss it to Aaron Jones. Going to cut back, get hip check, but not down there on the tackle by Kerry Hyder Jr. And Aaron Jones across the 40 up to around the 41 yard line. Good gain there. And Green Bay turns to Jones right away. He certainly is the centerpiece of this offense. He will catch it a lot. He will run it a lot. Last year, he scored 19 touchdowns combined. And Kerry Hyder Jr. tried to check him down, and he just came off of that before Warner got him around the neck to him and dropped him.
Good hit, no wrap. Eric Armstead's got to be better. A tight end, Mercedes Lewis, just washed him down with a down block. That opened the big hole.
First and 10, Green Bay on their 41-yard line. Aaron Rodgers with Shepard going a jet sweep motion towards the right, and a cutback run by Aaron Jones breaks a few tackles, and again, good run out across the 45 and up to around the 47-yard line. He picked up 6. So we didn't know how much he would play. I was told by several people close to the Packers he would not play, and if he did, it would be a limited role. He's got the first 3 touches of the game.
Yeah, and he's already off to a nice little roll and already 2 missed tackles. You mentioned Kerry Hyder the time before. There was an extra 3 or 4 yards after that. That time, Dre Greenlaw, it's perfect. In terms of the defense called, he's sitting right in the hole waiting for the comeback, the cutback. He misses the tackle.
Second and 4, Green Bay on their 47. Jay Sternberger, the tight end, goes in motion. Aaron got a throw now, got a sidearm out right again to Aaron Jones. Has a first down in the 49er territory. Again, gets hip checked down. Jaquaski Tart is back to play at safety. Aaron Jones, with 4 touches to open the game, has taken the ball from Green Bay's 25 to the 49ers' 38-yard line.
Yeah, and typically the defensive line versus these running back screens are out there and they're working it, and they did. It's really good how they do it in terms of they stay engaged with Eric Armstead the whole way to keep him rushing, and then the defensive tackles couldn't get off blocks. Aaron Jones is a problem in space. You can see that already.
He's got 2 carries for 17 yards, an 11-yarder and a 6-yarder. He's got 2 catches for 20 yards, a 15-yarder and a 5-yarder. Now Aaron Rodgers in the shotgun has Aaron Jones to his side. He wanted to flip him. He's going to gun run it from right to left. Actually, that's Tyler Irvin, who came into the game to give Aaron Jones a playoff, the former San Jose State Spartan, who has been used mainly as a jet sweeper and a kick and punt returner, Tim. But they lined him up next to Aaron Rodgers in the gun and gave him a gun run for a couple of yards.
Yeah,
there.
He can do a lot of stuff, San Jose Stater, as you said, and certainly more wide receiver than running back, but very versatile. Aziz Alshire's got to be the guy to make that tackle. Well played by Javon Kinlaw. Needs support from that linebacker behind him.
Now Tyler Irvin goes into a true eye. John Lovett, the fullback, at a slide left. Aaron Rodgers under center. A 5-step drop. Going to take a deep shot for Devontae Adams, who makes the catch on a back shoulder for a touchdown. What ball placement by Aaron Rodgers. And what body adjustment by Devontae Adams on the back shoulder, right at the front of the pylon, to beat Emmanuel Mosley. Touchdown, Green Bay. What work that was.
And I think he only got 1 foot in, but once his hand and his arm went down, that's going to be questionable now. A hand isn't down, but a forearm is. So 1 foot, 1 hand,
and
the left elbow came down inbounds. What an unbelievable adjustment on the football. Mosley, as you like to say, is right in phase. He's got the football at the last second. It's a back shoulder adjustment. And that's 8 touchdowns on the year for Devontae Adams. Holy cow.
And he had 3 in their last game against Minnesota. He has had 2 3-touchdown games.
Well, we're getting a better look at it here. It looks like the left knee might be down before the left elbow. No, that left elbow's down. That's a touchdown.
Yeah, Bill Vinovich is our referee tonight. He worked the 49ers Super Bowl.
Previous play is under review.
So it's going to Al Riverone in Manhattan. Elbow. We watched them work on that time. They went to a back shoulder. I don't know how you defend that when it goes back shoulder.
You don't.
I mean, hard.
It was a great throw beats great coverage, and then you add the unbelievable ball skills on top of it, and you got 6 points.
We'll see if it stands. Right now it's Green Bay 6, 49ers nothing. We'll see what they say from Al Riverone in New York and the U.S. Bank 49ers Radio Network.
Toyota's Mission Incredible sales event is here. Get $2,000 cash back on 2020 Camry, or choose $1,500 cash back on 2021 Corolla and Corolla Hybrid. Toyota, let's go places. Cashback is available
through live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
And 2021 Corolla Hybrid. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes RAV4 Hybrid. Take delivery by 11/30/20.
Tired of searching for sports updates in different places? The Xfinity Sports Zone gives you the ultimate sports hub experience, where you can find games, news, and highlights all in one place, right on your TV. Follow the teams you love across your favorite sports. You can even use the voice remote to access stats and scores. With the Xfinity Sports Zone, everybody wins. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store for details. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service with X1.
Some things are hard to try and predict, like lightning or downtown parking. Some things are easier to try and predict, like if the Niners will rush for over 100 yards this week.